This is Ron Flores. He has been working with Pastor Jose for the last months with men's ministry. Men, are there any men in the room?
No.
I really want you to listen carefully for the next 3 minutes. He's going to share some vision for all of us. Go ahead, Ron.
Good morning. So I'm going to briefly tell you a quick story out of Jesus' life. And because it really explains the vision behind our men's ministry for the next 12 months. And the story is a little obscure one, begins about the beginning of his life. At about 12 years old, he gets stranded, if you will, from his mom and dad and his family. And his mom and dad kind of freak out because they're in the big city and they're just country people. And they run back to the city looking for him, and they find him in the temple talking to a bunch of smart old guys about the kingdom of God, and he's blowing them away. And they said, what are you doing? You know, we left. why weren't you with us? And Jesus looks at him and says, well, don't you know that I'm supposed to be about my Father's business? Well, what's not put in the record is what Joseph, his dad, explained to him at 12 years old. That may be true, son, but you're not ready yet. And for 18 years, Jesus gave his life to getting ready. And Luke gives us a small indication of what that was like by using a very simple classical Greek word that's very descriptive. The word is prokopto, and it's up there. And basically what it means, it's how it's used, there's a couple of ways. One is a military, like a general, leading his troops up a hill into harm's way to take over territory that had been taken by the enemy. You can imagine the courage that would require, the stamina, the vision, the purpose. The second way that it's used, and it's more predominant, is it describes what that picture describes, if you can see it. It is taking a hunk of metal and heating it until it is burning bright, and then pounding it hard with a hammer and an anvil until it stretches in size and becomes stronger so that it can be prepared for proper use. For 18 years, Jesus went through that process. And at the end of that process, he shows up on the world stage. He is baptized by his cousin John the Baptizer, and the Father says, essentially, that's my boy. I like how he's turned out. He's ready. And in 3 years, Jesus changed the world forever. He ushered the kingdom of God into the world. He kicked the devil to the curb. He opened the gates of heaven. He established a way for every man and woman to be born from that point on to become sons and daughters of the Most High God. I would say that is one heck of a process. What Jesus, I believe, taught the men who followed him was how to live out that process in their lives. And for the next 12 months, this is what I invited the men in our men's group to do with us together. For 12 months to pursue God for that process in our lives, to see what he would do. It's not a canned program. We're not shoving and pulling men through boxes. In fact, we don't really know what it will look like entirely. That'll be fleshed out in our lives individually. But we're going to focus on three things. Number one, we're going to focus and try to investigate and experience what it means to be brought into the relationship of the Father and the Son that Jesus had, that he invites every man and boy into. Secondly, we're going to ask the Lord to help us understand what the work of the Holy Spirit is and isn't in this process of growth, and what we commonly call discipleship. In a very real way, Holy Spirit, In our church culture, we pray, Holy Spirit, come. We experience his presence. Being a presence-oriented people and a presence-oriented man is absolutely awesome. And we've got much to learn along those lines. And as men, we're going to be pursuing that in the next 12 months. Thirdly, we're going to learn how to be better mentors. And essentially, that means taking guys who know how to do things and teaching those who want to learn and build relationships in that way. And together, walking into people's homes and invoking God's presence, invoking God's blessing, and helping them accomplish in their homes what they can't accomplish themselves. And this is where you, church family, come in. First of all, ladies, if you like anything that I've said, I'd like you, if you're with your husband or your boy, just to give him a punch in the ribs and let him know, hey, I want you in this, okay? That's number one. Number two, we're soliciting some home projects. And what this means is if you cannot afford a handyman to come into your home and help you out, our guys are going to help you. We're going to trust the Lord for the funds. We're looking to you for the opportunity. We're going to come into your home and we're going to fix what's broken. And we're going to bless you. And we are looking for, again, we're looking for individuals who are in need. First in our church family. That's you here and those that aren't here this morning. But if you know who they are, let them know about this. And then secondly, individuals in your lives who are friends or family who could use this kind of assistance. Again, this is not a replacement for a handyman or a contractor. If you can afford that, please do that. This is for individuals who need that kind of help and just can't afford it. Okay. That's what we're going to be doing for the next 12 months. Thank you. Good morning.
Is there someone in the back that they want to meet?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Nick. I got so caught up. That's what you get for being a preacher. Nick, see Nick? That's the only Nick. After the service today, Nick is going to have several documents back there. One, for you guys who haven't filled out one yet, we call it a skills worksheet, but it's also our way to connect with you. So if you want to be a part of this, this is our way of letting you know what's going on. And also to find out what you can do and what you want to learn how to do. Secondly, there's a document that kind of explains all of this that I talked about. And thirdly, there's a project worksheet. If you have a project in your home or know of somebody who has a project, this is how you write it all out and let us know about it. And then we'll get in touch with you.
Thanks, Ron.
Good?
Okay.
Thank you.
Makes sense or starting to make sense? It's going to be cool, actually. Jesus, you know, he didn't only just preach in the temple. They, like, camped out and walked from city to city. And in the process of being shoulder to shoulder, he was mentoring and discipling them in the ways of the Spirit. And we're picturing guys getting mentored in some practical things. How do you fix this pipe? And in the process, also being mentored in spiritual things. They might come into your house and fix your pipe, but they also might bless your marriage. That's the way the kingdom of God works.